Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Pachyorek. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baines. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Baines reaches second base with a double. Otis throws the ball into Brett, who tags Baines trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baines. White reaches second base with a double. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brett moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by way then for a passed ball. Law moves to second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Way then takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a line drive towards the mound. Gurra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Aikens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aikens is 0-for-2 in the game. Aikens hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. White reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Way then takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paciorek. Washington reaches second base with a double. White scores. Way then moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. Juan Agosto now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Law scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Law reaches second base with a double. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis throws the ball into White, who tags Dibzinski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Law scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott pinch hits for Willie Akins. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk fires to first and picks off Slott. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Don Slott now catching. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Armstrong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.